say the society, they'll always ask you now, have they been there a week or 2 weeks? And if they'd say 2 weeks, then they'd call it fortnight.
Do you remember where you picked that up? Whether
I didn't pick it up. I don't guess.
Or reading or what?
I guess from reading. Uh-huh. Because we don't use it much. No, if I have somebody come into my house for 2 weeks, I just play them. They'll be here 2 weeks.
Well, that's interesting. I think that's the first person I talked to who gave me a response for that.
Yes.
Good fortnight.
Yes. Well, really, I guess the way I found out about it more or less was several years ago. I had a guest for 2 weeks, and I had it put in the paper in the society page, and the young lady asked me that, and I think that's where I really got it.
Say, if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And he'd say, well, just let me look at my
watch.
What time would you say it was if it's midway between 7 and 8? You say it's...
Half past 7.
Or say if it's 15 minutes later than half past 10, you'd call that...
Quarter of. Yes.
Say if you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, well, I've been doing that for quite...
some time.
Ever heard people say anything besides that?
No.
Heard quite a spell.
Quite a spell. I've heard that, yes.
Say if 1976 was last year and 1977 is...
this year.
Say something that happened about this time last year, you'd say that it happened...
Last year
or...
or this year. Or the year before.
Or maybe a year ago.
A year ago.
These things that are up in the sky now, the white puffy things.
Clouds.
Say it. If you look up the sky, there are no clouds around, you might say, well, I think we're going to have a
clear day.
Or if it's not such a clear day and the sun's not shining, say, well, looks like it's going to be a
cloudy, rainy day. And you know that that's going to have to be changed now because of the smog and the haze. And we are getting days that they call it a hazy day or a smoggy day. And so that'll be into the...
Right.
That'll be another new expression. It's going to be a foggy day.
Right. Have you ever heard anybody say a gloomy day?
Yes. Yes. Gonna be a gloomy day.
What about, say, if the clouds are getting thicker and darker and you figure you're gonna be having some rain, you'd say that the weather's
changing.
Uh-huh. Or say if it's been cloudy and the clouds begin to pull away and the sun's...
it's clearing. It's going to be a clear day.
What would you call say a very heavy rainfall, maybe about an inch in just 1 hour?
A downpour.
Downpour.
Uh-huh. Or a gully washer.
Gully washer. Well, if you had some lightning in there with the rain, you're having a
thunderstorm.
Yes. Is it possible to have a storm with just lightning and no rain?
Yes, and I've been told that when you have lightning and thunder, that just keeps on. But when it starts raining, then that will settle down. I have tried to observe that, and I believe it's so.
Have you ever heard any expression used for, say, if it's raining on a day like today, you know, it's still the sun's still shining and everything, but it starts to rain?
The devil's whipping his